Podcasting from behind her locked bathroom door, the only quiet place in the house, this is the Homeschool Sanity Show, a twice-monthly podcast with expert advice for happier, healthier homeschool living. And now, here's your host, Christian psychologist and homeschool mom of six, Dr. Melanie Wilson.
Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, where our topic today is the importance of routines for homeschooling families. Many of you may already know that I haven't always been organized in my homeschooling. In fact, I was so disorganized that I didn't think that I could continue homeschooling. I didn't think I could continue having more children. I had three children at the time. It was about the year 2000, 2001, and I was just teaching preschool to my oldest to determine if I could continue homeschooling. And I was really struggling. I was really having a hard time even getting to the homeschooling because I was so busy trying to keep up with the house and the kids. And my house was a mess, as my husband would be happy to tell you. And I was very, very discouraged. I had tried a lot of things to try to get my act in order. And then a friend of mine online introduced me to a website called flylady.net. Well, I signed up for her free emails that were daily missions and reminders that I could establish routines and get my house in order and get my homeschooling organized. Even though she wasn't sending out reminders about homeschooling, it was still helping me to establish order in my home. I had a PhD in psychology, but no one had taught me the most basic things, like it actually makes sense to shine your sink at night, which for me meant cleaning out my sink and making sure that my dishwasher was being run every night. And then I could have one of my young children help me unload it the next day. And getting dressed all the way to my shoes so that I was ready to get some work done during the day. All of these things were really kind of revelations to me. No one had really mentored me in the importance of having a set routine every day. You know, I was a stay-at-home mom, and I just kind of winged it. And you could tell that I was just winging it. And Fly Lady changed all of that for me. And not only did she change that for me, but then I was so inspired by what she had taught me that I wanted to tell other people about it. And there's a story that goes with it. It's a longer story, but I will suffice to say that I eventually wrote an article about Fly Lady with Marla Silly's permission. And she and I have become friends, and we have been in touch off and on again over the years. And so I am so thrilled and honored to have Marla Silly as my guest with me today. I told her recently that she is the reason that I had three more children. So now I have six kids, and she says she's never been accused of that before or held responsible for that. But in my case, it was absolutely true. Marla, you are one of the most generous people I know, one of the most humble people that I know, and you have helped thousands upon thousands of women get their homes and lives in order. And I am so excited that you can share with our listeners today how routines can really revolutionize and organize and empower people's homeschooling. But before you tell us about that, I would love for you to give us an update on you and your family. What are you all up to these days?
Well, let's see. I have two grandchildren, age 11 and 8. And they are into a lot of things. And my daughter-in-law brought my husband and I into their home 2 years ago and said, I need your advice. I want to homeschool. And my husband has, he is an attorney and was a judge for 20 years and a history major. And you know, I like the natural sciences, and I said, we're here to help you, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it has just been, she has jumped in with both feet. The kids were in private Christian school, which was a wonderful place, but the children weren't being trained the way my daughter-in-law and son wanted it to be. It was more like when the kids got home from school, they had to spend 4 more hours with the homework Nazi standing over them and mm-hmm. making sure they got their homework. They were worn out. And Emily said, there has to be a better way. And so we backed them 100%. I know a lot of homeschooling parents do not have the full backup that we gave our kids. So for those people who are homeschooling and their parents don't agree with it, I'm praying for you right now, because it's got to be tough when your parents think you're going to ruin your children.
Yes, it is difficult.
I spent last weekend at a homeschooling conference in Greenville, South Carolina, and one of the mothers that was there with me works for the Old Schoolhouse magazine.
Okay.
And her name's Tammy, and she is an amazing woman. She has beautiful children. I got to meet them. They've all been homeschooled. And she said her parents were that way with her. Her husband's parents were that way with her. And they just, you know, it was up until they passed away. You know, she's homeschooling and taking care of aging parents at the same time. And finally, in their last year of life, and they died a few months apart, they finally said that she had made the right decision and that she had not hurt her children. And so she finally got their recommendation in, you know, the last few months of their life. But it was hard for her not having their support. So any grandparent out there, if you're not supporting your kids in homeschooling, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, that's great. Well, now we'll definitely have a lot of replays now. People will be sharing that with the grandparents that aren't fond of homeschooling. All right. Well, I know that you, because we had discussed this before, I know you have actually had quite a bit of experience with homeschoolers even before your son and daughter-in-law started homeschooling, because a lot of homeschoolers follow you and your reminders and are flying with you, aren't they?
Well, they're looking to help get rid of the chaos. My friend Leanne Ely, who did the saving dinner model of taking, you know, making sure food is on the table, she was homeschooling before homeschooling was even a popular thing, and that's how I met her. She had found out about me, and now she writes for our ladies every week, and she has this great product that helps you put dinner on the table. And you know, it was getting rid of her chaos. She did it through with Fly Lady's help to get her home in order, so she didn't feel guilty. Because when you've taken it on the greatest job in the world of educating your children, which all parents do educate their children in one form or another, it can be good habits or bad habits. You know, they can watch you if you're smoking. They, you know, you can set them up with some really bad habits if you're not careful. But you know, we get to set up good habits that the children just take to heart. And And everybody helps. I mean, people complain all the time that they, you know, they say they have 6 kids and they can't possibly do Fly Lady, and that the kids are messing up faster than they can clean up. And if you're not the director in your home and you're not taking charge of what's going on in your home, you're not teaching the kids about teamwork. I mean, the way Tammy did the other day, she said, we do weekly home blessing. Everybody does one job, and in 15 minutes, we got it done.
Explain a little bit more. What is weekly home blessing? Because that was an awesome concept for me, too. And I mean, I just love the language of it. Can you explain kind of where that came from and what that's all about?
Well, once a week, we like to do something. It's 7 things that have to be done. And you're going to make me spout them all off. I'll forget one of them. But it's take out the trash. It's get rid of the magazines. It's change your sheets, sweep or vacuum and mop the floors, do the windows. And it's just a list of 7 things that's on my website. And these 7 things are done in 10 minutes at a time. So, yeah, that works out to 70 minutes, but it's close to an hour, and we don't mince words around here. We have fun, and it's about an hour, and we're gonna get our home in order. There's nothing better than walking into your house after you've done weekly home blessing hour. It's kind of, as my assistant says, her mother called it. She was from Baltimore. She called it redding up the house. And it's getting ready for company to come. But mm-hmm. it's making the house look presentable all the time. And it's doing those little things that we don't get to every day. And before you know it, the house is clean. You've done an hour's worth of work. Some people like to do it on Monday to get over the weekend, and then again on Friday to get ready for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you work outside the home, you can do one thing a day. Or if mm-hmm. you're at home teaching your children every day, you can do one thing a day. And
right.
then by the end of the week, you've done everything, and you haven't had to spend a whole block of time, a whole hour's worth of time to get it done.
Right.
10 minutes.
Yeah. You know, that really just changed the way I thought about housework and, you know, just the chores that I didn't like to do. I mean, that was so huge for me, too, because, you know, I would think about, oh, I need to clean, and it just seemed like it was going to take me all day, and I didn't want to do it, and so I would put it off. And now, with your help, I started to think about, you know, setting a timer for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depending on what I'm doing. And, you know, when you have a number of children, it really breaks the time down. You know, I just told my children recently, you know, when we're all working for 10 minutes, that's 70 minutes of work. That's like one person working for 70 minutes. So we should be able to get a lot done in a really short period of time. And it's just amazing when you start thinking of it in terms of let's just set a timer and go at it quickly, but still doing a good job, a decent job. And it's amazing what you can accomplish.
It doesn't take long if you stay focused. It's when we're flitting around from one job to the next and nothing mm-hmm. ever gets focused on. Nothing ever gets finished. And that's mm-hmm. not that I'm telling you to finish it in 10 minutes. It's just to, you know, hit a lick at a snake and do something for 10 minutes. Staying focused right there and not running around putting out fires everywhere.
Right. You know, I know one of the things that you described, which I could totally relate to, is, you know, if we don't focus and use that timer, you walk into the kitchen and you realize, oh, I need to load the dishwasher, but then you hear the buzzer go off for the laundry, and then you go and change the laundry, and while you're over there, you notice that the toilet is disgusting, so you start cleaning that, and then you turn to the closet to see that, you know, to get your cleaning supplies out, and then you realize the closet is just overflowing, so you start organizing that.
And it's yeah. One thing leads to the next, and you still left the dishwasher setting wide open with dishes
yeah.
in the sink.
Right. Yeah, and then, you know, maybe your husband walks in and wonders what on earth you've been doing.
Have you done all day long?
Right. So it's so important, and we started with the weekly home blessing, which is, you know, just doing those weekly cleaning chores that need to be done, and I love how you gave us lots of different options for how we can break that up. But probably the first thing that I remember starting with was that evening routine and getting ready for the next day. So tell me, what are the basic things that you have in your evening routine that we can then take and modify that for our purposes?
Well, I want to back things up just a little bit.
Okay. All right.
If you've never heard of Fly Lady, the first thing I want you to do is to go shine your kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I want you to do is pick up your clothes for tomorrow and know what you got to do tomorrow. And then when you get up the next morning, you get dressed to lace up shoes. So right then, you're keeping your sink clean and shiny. You're going to pick out your clothes for tomorrow, which is part of the routine you're asking me about. This is your before
mm-hmm.
bed routine.
Right.
And then the next morning, you're going to do your morning routine, and it starts with getting dressed to lace up shoes. So I believe with all my heart that the before bed routine is the most important routine of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sets you up for a good start the next morning. Now, mm-hmm. what is on my before bed routine? Well, I like to take my bath in the evening because I don't like to shower in the morning. In fact, if I get up at the same time as my husband and I run any water, I have burned his little butt, just a little bit, but hot water if he's in the shower at the same time. So I try not to get up at the same time he does so he can get his shower and get done. Well, this morning I was overslept just a little bit, and we got up at the same time, and then I just had to just stop everything and just look at Facebook until he got in burning. So that before bed routine, you lay out your clothes, and, you know, laying out your clothes can mean something really simple as putting it on a hook in the bathroom. But you pick them out. Half the battle is picking them out. And if you're going to be home all day and you don't think, well, I don't need to do that. I don't have to get dressed right away. I need my coffee before I get started. Well, you need to get dressed, and coffee is the reward for being dressed. Because if you're not dressed as soon as you come out of the bathroom, then you're not going to get dressed the rest of the day. Ask your new mom. You know, if they don't get dressed before the baby wakes up, they're not going to get dressed until daddy's getting ready to come home. Mm-hmm. And we have got to get rid of the stumbling blocks, because not having picked out your clothes makes it really hard to get dressed. But mm-hmm. let's just say you get the phone call in the middle of the night that your kids need you and to come and watch their kids. So, you know, because there's an emergency. You can, those clothes are already laid out. All you got to do is throw them on. And you're mm-hmm. out the door in 2 minutes to help your family.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's really dress clothes, you've got clothes picked out. You don't have to think. And that's why putting on those shoes is an important thing the next morning. Because you, with your shoes on, you can take the trash out to the curb. You can put your recycling out. You can put the things you need to donate in the car without having to think about it, because mm-hmm. your shoes are on your feet. But let's get back to the before bed routine. We all have kids that are involved in extracurricular activities like soccer and band practice or you know, musical instrument, learn how to play the violin. Well, we like to teach people to set up on a launch pad by their front mm-hmm. door.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they leave to go to these different things, because if you got to take a kid to soccer practice, more than likely you're going to go either sit there and wait for them or run some errands while they're doing soccer practice.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably need your grocery bag sitting there ready to go to the car. You need the bag with their workout clothes in it, their soccer cleats and the balls and stuff that they need to take. So we're getting into baseball season here, mm-hmm. and I know my Cardinals played yesterday. I'm so happy. In fact, my son wore his Cardinals shirt today. That's what he wears every day after they win. He wears his Cardinals shirt.
Aww, that's
yeah,
neat.
We're a big Cardinals fan. So we like to have fun. Looking at that before bed routine, mm-hmm. one of the things you have to do is check your calendar. What do you got to do tomorrow? Do you have a doctor's appointment? Do you need to be up at a different time than normally? If you have a doctor's appointment that's 8 o'clock, you got to calculate the time that you need to leave the house before you get there. How long is it going to take you to drive there? That's looking at your calendar, seeing exactly what you have to do. Then you sort of check on the rest of the family. Make sure the kids have picked their clothes out. You're the director in your household. It's up to you to set the tone. It keeps it really simple. That before mm-hmm. bedroom. Now, and then you start doing the things you need, making sure people get their baths, and then mm-hmm. making sure that you've read your meditations to kind of set your mind in order before you turn the TV off. So you got to have a little cool down time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe read a chapter in a book, but you have to establish a time to start doing that. And then the most important thing of all is to establish a bedtime. We give our children mm-hmm. bedtime, but we think it's the only time we're ever going to, you know, have any alone time. So we stay up for the wee hours in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the kids get up, we're dragging. And we're irritable. And you know better than anybody what it feels like to be around somebody who hadn't had their nap out. You know, a child that hasn't had a nap is irritable.
Yes.
And you are more irritable than any child. And when you are talking to your children in a tone of voice that is not becoming to a mommy, you need to think twice about what your bedtime is and actually going to bed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is so important to your attitude. If you don't have enough sleep, you're going to be miserable and you're going to make everybody else's life miserable in your home.
Yep. So true. You know, I just look back over this list. I've been making a list as you've been talking, and it's just, it's amazing to me the changes that I have made as a result of really your coaching. That's what I consider it. You know, I never used to look at my calendar. I would always like wake up and find out, you know, oh, I was supposed to be at the dentist right now. And you know, just the things like not getting ready for things the next day, you know, not thinking about what you need to have. You know, it's just no fun to get up the next day and find out, oh, you know, I need to have this, or I can't find my kids' shoes, or even I don't have the materials that I need for our science experiments that we're doing today. Those are all the kinds of things that you can get ready the night before, right?
Well, it doesn't even really have to be the night before.
Okay.
With my assistant and myself, before she leaves at 5:00, we sit down and go over the calendar for tomorrow. So we have a before bed routine at work.
Okay.
It's really our afternoon routine. We look at what we're going to be doing the next day. She just left, and she says things are kind of open for the rest of the week, and you can do this, this, and this. And then one of my other employees chimed in, my aunt wants to come over and meet you. Is it okay if she comes? And Michelle had already told me that my schedule was kind of open the rest of the week.
Okay.
So it's setting up a time to just think about tomorrow, because thinking about tomorrow right now is going to make it easier when you get up in the morning, because you kind of got it in your head and you've forgotten about it since you wrote it on the calendar. Now, if you don't have your calendar in front of your face, and I don't mean on your phone, I mean on a wall, because how else are you going to teach your children how to use a calendar? And that is one of the things that is so important. If they don't know how to use a calendar, I didn't know how to use a calendar. I had to train myself as part of my before bed routine to look at my calendar. And you know, it's back up on my phone because I have a Google Calendar that I like to utilize, which attaches to my Cozy Calendar, which is wonderful. It's on my website and you know, in front of me on my computer. But, you know, I keep my calendar in my bathroom at home. And I get on the scale every morning and I chart my weight. But also on that calendar is everything I've got to do. And I'm seeing it for the whole week, for the whole month, and so I can kind of get it in my head what's happening in my life.
Okay.
So it's you've got to have it where your family can see it. It needs to be in a place of importance. The refrigerator is a good place. We sell these wonderful magnets and this calendar. They go on your refrigerator if you want to put it there. Or set up a bulletin board that's you know, in your kitchen somewhere where people see it. But, you know, when you're sitting on the throne in the bathroom and the calendar is in there, you've got their full attention.
That's a new one for me. Okay. I kind of like that.
Try it sometime.
I think I will.
Even daddies will look at the calendar in there.
Right. And that's a great idea. Okay, well, once we've prepared for an organized day, the day before, then we have our morning routine. And that's so important, too, isn't it?
Well, it's the daily maintenance of the house.
It's the mm-hmm. things that you need to do every day, like empty the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. If you start your dishwasher as part of your before bed routine, then when you get up in the morning, it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you need to empty it. Robert and I kind of have a routine. I make sure everything gets loaded, and we load dishes all day long because we have to have a dirty dish disposal unit, and that's what our dishwasher mm-hmm. really is. It's to keep the dishes from piling up in the sink.
Right.
And if you don't have a dishwasher, just keep a dishpan under the sink to put them in. And when you get a full load in the dishpan, wash them up and put them away. It takes you 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
instead of the mystery water and the dirty dishes greeting you in the morning. You have got mm-hmm. clean dishes and clean counters. And it's mm-hmm. such a joy to walk into your kitchen after you've gone to bed with a shiny sink. That's why the shiny sink is so important.
Yeah.
So when you get up in the morning and you get dressed and lace up shoes before you leave the bathroom, you grab a load of laundry, you get it started, especially if you've got six children, you need to do at least three loads of laundry a day. And it's not just wash them. They've got to be dried. They've got to be folded, and they have to be put away. And then hopefully you have sorted them to start with. We like to sort them as we take them off. And
mm-hmm.
you have to remember where you are in the process, because everywhere along the way there's machines doing it for us, but we still have to move them from one machine to the next.
you shouldn't have to tell people that, but you do, right?
yeah, you do, because how many times have you gone to put a load in the washer and the same load is in there from the day before?
Uh-huh.
And it's already smelling a little sour. So we've got to remind ourselves about that. So if you're gonna put a load of wash in the washing machine, set your timer. Make the timer go off to remind you to go reboot it, to
mm-hmm.
put it in the dryer. And a lot of times we don't have to dry everything.
Mm-hmm.
I like my clothes to actually be air dried most of the time because they last longer.
Mm-hmm.
They don't draw up. And I don't need short tops around my waist.
Who does?
No. So, you know, getting a handle on your laundry, because laundry and paperwork are the bane of our existence.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we're alive, we're going to have laundry and we're going to have paper.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to get a handle on it. And keeping your laundry done will get that out of the way. Decluttering the clothes that don't fit children anymore will get that out of the way. And passing them along to others and dealing with the paperwork every single day and not letting it pile up on your hotspot is going to
mm-hmm.
change your...
Yeah. Explain what a hotspot is in case someone doesn't know.
Okay. Let's think about it this way. You get out of the car and you come into the house and your arms are full. Where's the first place you go to dump everything? It's usually your kitchen counter, the bar. It could be a coffee table. It could be a credenza behind the couch. And that stuff piles up. And when it piles up, eventually it will slide off into the floor. And you know your hot spot is on fire at that point. It really doesn't take us long to put these hot spots out. But we need to learn how to prevent the hot spot. And the best way to prevent a hot spot is to put something beautiful there. Maybe it's a beautiful vase with a feather duster in it that's beautiful. Or maybe it's a flower. I mean, I just gave all the ladies in the office their own little happy bamboo and that I put together for them with the curly bamboo and in pretty vases. And they set mm-hmm. them on their hot spot so that they won't be piling stuff there. You know, put something beautiful there. If it's your dining table, put a beautiful tablecloth and a centerpiece. And that will stop you from putting something there. If you have to, put a big note that says, do not put anything here. Because the minute you put one thing there, it's going to multiply like rabbits
mm-hmm.
and take over your beautiful table.
Nice.
I think we all should have architect's desks that are at a slant, because then you couldn't put anything on them.
Yes, that would work. Well, Marla, I mean, one of the things that I eventually learned from what you taught me is that I could homeschool according to routines too. In other words, I don't have to have this detailed, you know, every 15-minute schedule, although I kind of follow one, but it's more of a routine. I teach the same things in the same order, and so then I don't get so uptight when we spend a little bit longer on our history unit because we find a video that's just fascinating. We want to watch that. Then I just go on to the next subject when we're done. And it's a lot easier for people who really want to have an organized school day, but they just cannot seem to make that really detailed schedule work for them. So I thank you for that, too. So we have a school routine as well as a morning routine and an evening routine.
And, well, let's talk about what routines really are.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
Routines are habits that you've established, and you piggyback them on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So how we practice these habits is we develop one habit at a time. It starts with shining your sink,
mm-hmm.
and then we get dressed to lace up shoes. And then this month, the month of April, we're making our bed every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're piggybacking these habits onto other habits that have become automatic for us. In other words, they have become routine. We don't have to think about them anymore.
Right.
So you know as soon as you get through with history, you do spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get through with history at noon, you do spelling the first thing after lunch. That is your routine for
mm-hmm.
doing it. My son had a wonderful sixth grade teacher, and he established daily routines and weekly routines. So you knew if it was Monday that you were going to have to write your spelling words 10
mm-hmm.
times each. And even if it were, if you got through with things during the week and you knew that next Monday you were going to have to write your spelling words, even though it wasn't assigned, he knew he could do those ahead of time
mm-hmm.
and get them out of the way. He would be two or three units ahead.
That's right.
This one teacher who established these simple routines for the day and for the week. And he works for me, and he still has routines. On Tuesdays, he makes the payroll for the end of the week. It has always been that way. He loves having these routines in place, and it makes our lives easier.
It does.
So we know, I mean, we all sang that song as a child, this is the way we wash our clothes every Monday morning. Well, you know, I like to do a load of laundry a day so that I don't have to spend a whole day washing clothes, because I remember washing clothes with my grandmother. And she had a wringer washer, and we would have to put them through the wringer and rinse them and then put them through the wringer again and then hang them out on the clothesline. It was an all-day affair
right.
to do that. We don't have to do that anymore because we have these wonderful machines that will do it for us. We
mm-hmm.
just have to remember to reboot them.
It shouldn't be that hard, right?
Right.
Well, Marla, I know that your website is just chock full of resources that homeschooling families can take advantage of, things to help with routines. You have a wonderful book, Sync Reflections, if people would prefer to read it in book form. But tell us about some of the other things that you have available on your website.
Well, we have a lot of free control journals.
Okay.
We have an office control journal. We have a teacher control journal, which might work well for
mm-hmm.
a homeschooling family. And also within that is a student control journal, and then there's a separate student control journal. And don't be offended when you read the front of the student control journal. It says Mommy Keep Out, or it says Parents Keep Out. Because I wrote the control journal for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the control journal so that they could get their mother off their back.
I see.
I just hired a new person at the office to help me, and her mother is already an employee, but she's 22, and the first thing I had her do was read Think Reflections, and she came in one morning and she said, Miss Marla, I have a hot spot. And I said, well, where is it, Emily? Tell me where it is. And she says, I have this futon in my bedroom, and it is a constant hot spot. And I said, you know, if you're going to work for me, you have to work the system. You mm-hmm. have to follow our instructions and get your room in order, because we got to keep our mother off our back. And she says, yeah, I shut the door, but it still bothers her. And I said, yes, it does. But when it starts bothering you, you will pick things up. And so she has started keeping her room clean to keep her mother off her back. Mm-hmm. And so we identified the hot spot. We got rid of the hot spot. I went, as soon as Emily told me what her hot spot was, I went to her mother and I said, what can we do to help Emily get rid of her hot spot? And she says, well, we can put the futon in storage. And I said, okay, we'll do that. So we did that. Well, we brought it to the office first, which is really good when we did, because we needed it. One of us was sick the next day, so we got to use the futon at the office. Then we put it in one of the houses. We helped stage a house for one of our other employees with it. So find a use for those hot spots. I used to have a rocking chair that was my hot spot, and one day I put one too many things on it, and the rocking chair flipped over. You know your hot spot is taken over when the rocking chair falls over.
Well, I know that homeschoolers will be very interested in those control journals, which are really just a way of organizing your home, organizing your schooling, what you're doing in your homeschooling, and also helping you keep track of your routines, right? What you do in your before bedtime routine and your morning routines and any other routines that you establish. It's just right there for you, so you can't get sidetracked.
It's an instruction manual for your home.
Yeah, right. And it's wonderful. Marla, we could talk at length because there are so many great ideas and resources and topics that are of interest to homeschoolers. And I'm really excited that you're starting to speak at homeschooling conferences. I know that anyone would be very, very blessed to hear you. I'm so thankful that you took some time to spend with my listeners today. And I'm going to link them to your website and everything that you've mentioned in the show notes, which listeners can find at ultimateradioshow.com. Simply find and click the Homeschool Sanity Show button and scroll down to the power of routines for homeschoolers, and you will find these resources. And I hope that you will take advantage of them. You will absolutely be blessed. Marla, thank you so much, my friend, for just sharing with us. You've inspired me all over again.
Well, I just can't wait to meet a lot of the homeschoolers. I met a lot in Greenville, but I'm going to be in Ohio and Nashville and Florida and California. I mean, we have so many booked. We're excited to get to know these homeschoolers. They come in the door, and in Greenville, I wasn't even on the agenda until we put it on the TV monitor. And people were so excited to get it. I mean, 20% of my membership are homeschoolers. I mm-hmm. think it's even more now. But I love to meet them. I love to see how they've adapted the Fly Lady system to help their homes and families. And, you know, when you told me you had more babies because it was feasible, I'd like to die. We have a lot of fun with what we do. And, you know, if it's not fun, we're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So let's make it fun. Even with your homeschooling, if you make it fun, you're going to get the kids involved. And dealing with your home is part of homeschooling, because mm-hmm. you can teach the kids how to have fun mopping a floor.
Right.
You know, let them make some soap bubbles and put them down on the floor and slide around in their bathing suits with old towels. And mm-hmm. you'd be surprised how they will want to clean that floor over and over again. They can't wait to mop the floor because it's so much fun.
Right. That is so true. And I do love that you practice what you preach. I know when we were talking and setting up this interview, I just love the sense of fun that you and your staff have, and it's very infectious. So thank you again for inspiring us.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you for joining us for the Homeschool Sanity Show with Dr. Melanie Wilson. Visit Melanie at psychowith6.com. That's the number 6 for more sanity-saving ideas. The Homeschool Sanity Show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.